Our scripture comes from the book of 1 John. And thank you, Lori, for reading. We heard you here, so we appreciate that. Sorry about that. So this kind of challenges the first part of my sermon. That's what you get for writing a sermon before you actually step into the pulpit. One of the things that we've done over the last few months, whenever we've gathered on Zoom, from the very beginning in our worship, was I had a slide on there that said, "Where have you seen God?" And so we would gather on the internet, wherever it was that we were, and we were worshiping, and we would stop and we would unmute the people and invite them to share where it was that they had seen God over the last week. It was really interesting. This is one of the reasons why I chose Zoom and why we did this and why we've gone through as much technology stuff as we have is because we wanted to hang on to that connection. We wanted to hang on to the fact that we could talk to each other and we could share things. And so while we were on here, we had a chance to see pictures that people had shared throughout the week of a beautiful sunrise or a sunset, or maybe they were able to talk about the things that were going on in their garden, the things that they were growing, the things that they were watching and seeing things that were happening. People shared of heights that they had gone through. They had also talked about places where they had seen God during the week, of where they had gone someplace and someone had showed them kindness. Someone had opened themselves up to them and shown them God in a very tangible way. And so we hung on to that because we said, this is important. It mirrored what we were doing in here. That's the thing that's great about White Oak Pond. And from the very beginning is that we say that church starts at 10:30, but at 10:30, if you come in here before the pandemic, there were 14 different conversations going on in the room at 10:30. And we even tried it one time. We had Margaret come in with a bell. And I don't know if you remember this. She rang the bell at 10:30 to remind everybody to sit down. Well, what happened was people in the back would be like, "You know what? I think I hear a bell. This week I was outside and I heard a bell too. They were banging all through town and we did this." And no one just paid any attention. So what did we learn? We learned that church starts when it starts, I guess. I don't know. But that was part of what made this community special. So we wanted to hang on to that. And that's why we're going through all of this technology stuff right now, is to continue to have that experience where there's some interaction so that we can talk to each other over Zoom before the service. So when if you came in here at 10 o'clock, you would have heard a lot of conversations going on by those people that are right up there on the screen right there, sharing what was going on in their lives. And so because of that, because we're committed to that sense of community, that we go through this. The scripture that we shared today comes from the book of 1 John. 1 John is one of those epistles, one of those letters that exists at the end of the New Testament. Many of us are familiar maybe with 1 Corinthians or Romans or ones that were written, these epistles, to a specific church or maybe to a specific person. But this one is titled because of the community that it came out of, which is the Johannine community, the community of John. And so this community gathered after Jesus' death and they came together. They were very much like a church. But they were more than a church because these people were living together and they were holding together in a way that we can't quite understand. We might call it a commune now, but the reality was is that they came together because they were like-minded people that wanted to know the stories of Jesus and they wanted to come together to live together and to make a difference in the world. They had come together because they had been kicked out of the church. They'd been kicked out of the synagogue at the time. And they came together and they told the stories of Jesus and they wanted to be an intentional, loving community. And out of this community comes the Gospel of John. The stories that you find, that's why John's Gospel is a little bit different and in some ways very different from the other three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Because they came out of stories out of a community. Well, as this community grew, and people moved away from the community, they started setting up other Johannine communities, other kind of churches, if you would say. And they were communities that tried to pattern themselves after this first Johannine community. But as we found, the more people that you gather into a community, the more people that you get together as you spread this gospel, as you begin to set up new churches, new groups, there gets to be infighting. And these people didn't agree on every single thing. And so they found themselves struggling. And that's where this book comes from. This letter. They call it a kind of a Catholic epistle or a communal epistle, where it was written to a group, but it's written to all kinds of groups, not just one individual one. We're going to be looking at this book over the next few weeks because we recognize that even here today that we are a community of White Oak Pond, but we're one that is separated and we're growing. We are stretching. We're reaching out into places. We played the video today that we have people that are tuning in from as close as, you know, here, just other communities here in Kentucky, to actually outside of the state and outside of the country. We've had people that tuned in to watch and to see what's happening and to be a part of our community. And so we'll engage in thinking about what community is all about over the next few weeks. The text this morning began with understanding of the beginning, in the beginning. Now, when I say the term in the beginning, does anything come together? There's that really bad preacher's joke, in the big inning. It's about baseball. Yeah. You can laugh through the mask. It's okay. Or you can just groan. You can groan at home too if you want. But no. When I say in the beginning, what pops up in your mind? Is it the beginning of John's gospel? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God? Or maybe it is that you go back to the very beginnings of the biblical narrative, back to Genesis, where in the beginning was God. Both of those books of the Bible were trying to draw about this understanding of the very beginnings of everything. And within the Johannine community, they wanted to remind you that in the very beginnings of everything, it was not just God, it was a community. Because Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that God existed in multiple understandings, even from the very beginning. Community is the building block of everything that they understood. And it still is the case today. Our text this morning reminds us of that in the beginning is community. And to understand God more fully, we have to understand each other in community. That's what's interesting about this. There's a lot of times this sense that people say, well, I have my own personal spirituality. I do my own thing. But the reality is we can't fully know God until we fully know all of humanity. That unity with God is only understood when it's understood unified as a community. And that is what we're being called to today. We're being called to be intentional and to be authentic, to bring ourselves to the communities that we exist in. Here at White Oak Pond, here in Richmond and Madison County in Kentucky in the United States, but also the community of the world. This is essential to understanding who God is. At the very beginnings, we are created in God's image. And so to look out and to understand that when we look into the face of the other, we are looking into the face of God. If that's not transformative, if that's not earth-shattering, I don't know what is. Because in the midst of that statement is an understanding that we need each other to understand God. We have a common experience, of loving and living life. But what we have seen and what we have heard and what we have experienced is one piece of it. When we come together as a community and we share that, what we have all seen, what we have all experienced, we recognize who God is in a more profound way. Our scripture last week, when we left it at Easter, I spoke from the Gospel of Mark. And remember, that one ends very abruptly, that the disciples have all kind of moved on, have disbanded, have gone their separate ways, have left Jesus alone. Remember, the women were only at a distance when they saw Jesus on the cross. And finally, it's just a few of those women who make their way to the tomb on that Easter morning. And then when they get there, they are so afraid that they leave telling no one. That text is left in a way that there is a challenge to the community. It is spread out. It is disjointed. It is not gathered together. But because of the fact that we are here today, we recognize that those women found the courage to share the story. That those disciples understood that they were part of that larger community and came together with the women and the other followers, and they continued to tell the stories that they had received, what they had seen, and what they had heard, and they continued to tell the story to each and other, to each other, and then to the world, and they continue to spread that to this day. And so here we are. May we move this week, today, tomorrow, into the next, continuing to share the stories that we have experienced, but also seeking out the stories and the experiences of others, and recognizing the importance and the essentialness of community, that we might find unity within our community, and also, in doing so, find unity with God. This is our calling. May we go being ourselves in the midst of this, but also recognizing the beauty of the other. This is our calling. This is our invitation. Let us go forward from here. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the White Oak Pond Christian Church podcast. We hope that it's been a blessing to you this day. White Oak Pond seeks to be a place where we accept one person at a time to Christ's never-ending and forgiving love. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive sermons each and every week. And also rate us. It really helps. Thank you again, and may you know joy in powerful ways this week.